This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Tech Talks is a regular segment on KGNU where we connect you, the listener, with the latest news and technology from local tech companies to the latest apps. Today on the show, we have Abridi Shrestha, a senior at Skyline High School, talking to Ross Ingram, the community manager at Sphero, a Boulder tech company. He joined us on Tech Talk to talk about their work.
I'm sitting here with Ross Ingram, community manager at Sphero. What is Sphero?
Sphero, the company, we make app-enabled robot toys. We have a couple different products out on the market right now. The main product is Sphero. It's a robot ball that you can control with your smartphone. We also have other products like Sphero Spark Edition, which is aimed to get kids interested in coding and computer science and robotics. And our newest product is BB-8, which is the new droid that comes out with the Star Wars movie.
That's really cool. So what would you say the overall purpose of Sphero is?
We want to make app-enabled experiences. Everyone has these powerful smartphones in their pockets. When we started building Sphero back in 2010, there wasn't really anything to control from a toy or robotics perspective. And so we've just been working on building these app-enabled connected play experiences, the different form factors, different robots, and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you say your targeted consumers are children or adults? Like, where are you on that?
Yeah, I'd say most of our customers are kids, maybe like 8 to 12 years old. They're probably the easiest to be interested in our product. I mean, with the Star Wars product, there are a lot of older kids who are interested. And then we also get a lot of people who are just generally interested in gadgets and technology who are interested in our products.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'd probably be entertained by it as much as an 8-year-old would be. How long did it take you guys to create one of your products? Let's just say the Sphero itself.
Yeah, so we originally launched Sphero, the original version, in late 2011, early 2012. That took 14 months to develop, you know, the prototypes and get it on the shelves. Typically for a consumer electronic, it takes about 2 years to build a prototype and then just scale it up to put it on the shelves. We're usually pretty quick. With the BB-8 droid, we probably built that in, I think it was 10 months. So from concept all the way to being on the shelf, it was a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Do you think it was easier just because you already had an idea of how it was supposed to work?
I think so. Building our latest product, BB-8, was easier because we already had a lot of the technology and the foundation, and it was really just working on the aesthetics and the experience through the application. But a lot of the physical hardware that you see on the droid is a lot of the same technology that we've used the past 4 years.
So you keep talking about this application sort of thing. So how exactly does it work? Like, how does the product connect to the smartphone?
What you typically do is you'll download an application depending on the product that you have. So for the BB-8 droid, you'll download the Star Wars BB-8 app-enabled droid app. And then the robot has Bluetooth low energy, and your phone should have Bluetooth low energy. And so you basically just tap it up to the droid and it'll connect.
So how does this product really help other people?
That's a good question. You know, we're so excited to build a Star Wars related experience just because we're all fans ourselves. I think at the end of the day, all of our products give people enjoyment, right? We're not building military robots, or we're not building, you know, like a door lock or something like that.
Right.
We're trying to build something that's fun, right? That has an experience that people can enjoy either one-on-one or in like a family setting.
So do you guys have any future products lined up that you're thinking about?
Yeah, we're always prototyping a bunch of different stuff. We haven't revealed anything yet, but we always have a lot of cool stuff in the pipeline and a lot of cool technology we're experimenting with.
All right. So last question here. How does it feel to be part of Sphero, part of the community of Sphero?
Sphero is an awesome company. It's there's a lot of really talented and passionate people who care deeply not only about the products that we build, but about the experience that our customers have. And I think it's really unique to work at a place where there's so much passion and energy and excitement and care with that type of stuff. So it's a fun place to work, for sure.
Cool. Cool. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
That was Ross Ingram, the community manager at Sphero. To get in touch with the company, go to sphero.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students right from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.